Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconference. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh of Kansas City Christian Faith Center. Welcome to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another privilege and an opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. I pray for everyone in the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. We honor the best gifts of the Holy Spirit to be in operation during this broadcast, especially the gifts of healing. Satan, we rebuke and remind you that your powers are null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask, Heavenly Father, and covenant with you in the name that's above all names, the one that would make every knee to bow, every tongue to confess, and every eye to see that you are Jesus the Christ, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to Hebrews 11. That's Hebrews chapter 11. And let's read our foundational scripture we have been using these past few months for the teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. That's the meaning and the importance of faith. So if you have found Hebrews 11, please go to verse number 6, and we will read, and for the benefit of our new listeners to our broadcast, I am reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. So if there are any words different from your Bible, please don't be alarmed or concerned. We will get to the same place at the same time. Now, Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, God, for he or she who comes to God must believe that he, God, is, and that he, God, is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now, I have been using this verse for our foundational scripture from the beginning of this teaching on faith. And I really haven't commented on this verse as such. But let me do so today before we get into the context of our message for the day. The word come in this verse is used repeatedly in the book of Hebrews to refer to the privilege we have as believers of drawing near to God. Now, you can see this more clearly in several verses in Hebrews, Hebrews 4:16, Hebrews 7:25, and Hebrews 10:1-22. Matter of fact, let's go to Hebrews 4:16, and we will read that. Hebrews 4:16. It says, "Let therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." So we can come boldly to the throne of God. Amen? Now, no one knows who wrote the book of Hebrews, but a wide consensus believed that it was the Apostle Paul. And here he explains that faith is mandatory for those who approach him, God. Now let's go to one of those other verses. That's Hebrews 10:22. Hebrews 10:22. And it says, "Let us draw near with a true heart or spirit in full assurance or confidence of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water," or the word of God. Amen. God not only rewards those who diligently seek him, but those who do good works in the Holy Spirit's power. Please go with me to the book of Revelation, chapter 22. Revelation, chapter 22. And we will read verse number 12. Again, that's Revelation 22:12. And this is Jesus speaking. And it says, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone accordingly to his works." Now, what are these works that are mentioning here? For we all know, or we should know, that we cannot work our way into heaven. There is nothing that we can do to work our way into heaven, which is only through salvation by accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord, accordingly to Romans 10:9-10. You have to do what Romans 10:9-10 says in order to be a Christian. So let's go there right quick and let's read that just for clarification. That's Romans chapter 10:9-10. And it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's how we get into the kingdom, by accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord. Amen? So what are the works they are speaking here? The works are the will of the Father. We need to keep all his commandments. And I'm not just talking about the 10th commandments. Everything that God tells us in his word is a commandment. It is not a suggestion. God does not make suggestions. He tells us what we should do. Amen? Now please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now when you found it, let's go to verse number 10. And it says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, with each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad." Amen. So we're all going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ and give a testimony of what we've done in our lives. Remember, I've told you before, we all have been assigned angels to record our works on earth. And one day the books are going to be opened and those works are going to be revealed. Amen. Whether good or bad. Christ's rewards are meant to provide a powerful incentive for an obedient life. Let me repeat that. Crisis rewards are meant to provide a powerful incentive for an obedient life. This is one reason Paul the Apostle rigorously disciplined himself so he would not be disqualified from the reward of reigning with Christ. Amen. Please turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And we're going to go to verse 24 through 27. We'll be reading verse 24 through 27. And it says, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate or exercise self-control in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown or one that is temporary, but we for an imperishable crown, one that is eternal. Therefore, I run thus not with uncertainty, thus I run not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." Amen. So you want to discipline your body. You want to do the things that God has told, his will, his word. So when you're able to minister to other people, especially unbelievers, that you line up with the word of God. Everything you say lines up with the word of God. Amen. And we can discipline ourselves in the same manner as Paul so that we can be assured of the rewards reigning with Christ. You know, I thought it was hard when I first began to discipline my body. But what you have to do is make a determination that you're going to do it. And I had to get away from some folks who were doing some of the same things that I was doing. And once you get away from some of those people, then you'll find how easy it is for you to get rid of some of your bad habits and do the things of God. You know, there's a saying that said, "Birds of a feather flock together." Well, don't flock with those birds. And then I have a friend, Pastor Freeman, in Maryland. He used to say this: "Get away from people who have your problem. Hang with people who have your answer." That's the situation. Amen. The judgment seat of Christ can be a time of great regret, or it can be an occasion of supreme joy. Amen. After Christ's return, he will give rewards to his own, and this can be counted on or guaranteed because Christ is in control of all history and eternity. Did you hear that? Christ is in charge of all history and eternity. Amen. Now for the message. God is known by faith. That's his modus operandi. Please turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. When you're there, say amen. All right. Ephesians 1, and we're going to read verse number 3. And it says, "Blessed by the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." Now, it's very interesting here in this verse because it says, "Blessed by the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Now, he uses the term every spiritual blessing. So I asked the question, What is left out of every? What is left out of every? You absolutely correct. Nothing is left out of that. So God has given us everything. He has given us everything that we need to be successful in this world today. Amen. And so it says he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Now go to the book of 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. And we're going to read verse number 2 and 3. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. And it says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things. What's that again? All things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Amen. So God has given us all things. So we are really without excuse. We are out excuse. Because number one, he has given us every spiritual blessing. Amen. And he has given us all things that pertain to life and to godliness. Amen. So if God has blessed us, then he cannot bless us tomorrow. It means he has already done it. Therefore, we are already blessed. So when you say the Lord bless you, it is like saying that God has not blessed you. And we know that's not true because the word says he has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing. And he has blessed us in all things through his divine power. Amen. Faith says our God has already done it because he said in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Notice it said every spiritual blessing, which means he didn't leave anything out for you to be blessed with. Amen. Didn't leave anything out. And I like that. And if he said, who blessed us with some blessings, if he had said, who blessed us with some blessings, we would know that there are some things which are not included in what he has blessed us with. But thank God, he said every, and that means all. God gave us to us all. You know we serve an abundant God. Amen. The verse says, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ? And we thank our Father for that blessing. Amen. But we are not currently in heavenly places at this moment. We are in this three-dimensional world in which we live, right? We're not in heavenly places right now at this moment. And not being in the spiritual world, I do not need a spiritual blessing right now. It is wonderful that our Father has blessed us in heavenly places with every spiritual blessing. But I need a car. I need a new roof on my house. It is almost wintertime and my house needs taken care of for the winter season, and I do not have sufficient funds or money. It is wonderful that you have blessed me with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, but how does that affect my tomorrow morning when I have to go to the store to buy food and I do not have sufficient money? Do you see where I'm going with this in terms of faith? This is where we live, not in the heavenly places. So what about now? What do I do about the present? This is why this subject on faith is so important. Amen. We want to understand why God requires us to believe that we have something that we cannot see. And then have to wait for it to physically manifest in this three-dimensional world we live in. Why doesn't God just deliver it to us on our front door or leave it on the porch or in the mailbox and allow us to see it? I would not have to believe it. I would know it if he done that. So why do we have to go through this process? Because this is the way God has designed the system. Once, now listen to this very closely, family. Once you understand how the system works, you can easily plug into it. Amen. There, that word again. That word understand. There it is again. Remember, I told you the meaning of understanding several months ago. Understanding is divine comprehension in your heart or your spirit that gives you the ability to repeat or to do something at will. Let me repeat that. Understanding is divine comprehension in your heart or spirit that gives you the ability to repeat or to do something at will. Whenever you understand, you can do it again, again, and again, even under pressure. Now, understanding, as I told you before, is a compound word consisting of the words under, which means to submit, and standing, which means point of view. So when you truly understand someone, the way they see it is the way you see it. The way they speak it is the way you speak it. The way they live it is the way you live it. And the results they get are the same results you get. It's very simple. The reason why is because you understand it. Now, you remember the word of God tells us. He says, get wisdom. He says, but in all our getting, he says, get understanding. So when you understand God's process of faith, then you can understand the system, and then you can plug into it, and you can easily understand how it works. And once you plug in, you have a residual effect. It continues, continues, continues. Amen. Now, we have to understand that there are two worlds or different realms that exist. One is the spirit world and the physical three-dimensional world. The spirit world is more real than the three-dimensional physical world that we live on or live in right today. The physical or the three-dimensional world is a result or the effect of the cause, which is Almighty God in the spirit world. Did you get that? Let me repeat that. The physical or the three-dimensional world is the result or the effect of the cause, which is Almighty God in the spirit world. In the book of John 4:24, Jesus makes this statement. He says, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Jesus says that God is a spirit. Then in the Gospel of John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. Now let's just stop right there. It says, in the beginning was the Word. Now let's look at something for a moment. Because the Greek word for word in this verse is logos, L-O-G-O-S. It means the second person of the Godhead, or Jesus Christ in eternity past. It is talking about Christ. Most biblical scholars at least agree that the Logos is the Son of God. It says in this scripture, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, we could also say it this way. In the beginning was the Son of God, and the Son of God was with God. And if anyone should know who God is and what God isn't, it should be whoever was with him in the beginning. Am I correct on that? It's like, you know, creation versus the theory of evolution conversation. All those who believe in evolution will tell you that it is a scientific theory that essentially states that species change over time. It says species change over time. But we as believers believe in creation. Since I wasn't there and the evolutionist was not there, then you don't know who's right or who's wrong. But you know what? I'm going to go with God. Since I wasn't there, because I believe God's explanation of it is much clearer than what the evolutionists think. But you know what? We'll continue this conversation next week. But please join us for our Sunday teleconferencing broadcast. You can join us by simply dialing 605-303-4834, access code 997-020#. Our services start at 2 o'clock p.m. sharp.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.